Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Oil keeps tumbling.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Finally, a break in the price of oil. Today, it dropped more than a dollar to its lowest level in almost 2 months, $70.84 a barrel. Crude prices have fallen 4 days in a row now, 7% since last week. But let's keep in mind, oil is still 14% higher than it was the end of last year. More people are signing on the dotted line for mortgages. Wait, I thought the housing market was cooling. Oh, there's a catch to this. Marketplace's Sam Eaton explains.
Look a little closer at the latest mortgage numbers released this week by the Mortgage Bankers Association, and there's a message behind the madness. People aren't opening mortgages on new homes. They're refinancing existing ones. That means this sudden uptick of mortgage applications isn't likely to last, says Celia Chen, director of housing economics at economy.com.
The increase, I think, in the refi index will be temporary as house price appreciation slows and as mortgage rates pick up a little bit more. I think a lot of these folks who have jumped in to take advantage of the low rates will no longer be as interested in refinancing.
Especially since many are refinancing out of adjustable rates and into longer-term fixed-rate mortgages. And it's not just opportunistic consumers who are taking advantage of the recent pause in interest rate hikes. Chen says there's also been a rise in aggressive marketing from mortgage brokers trying to cash in while they can. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
More tame inflation numbers got the buying juices going on Wall Street. The Dow shot up 96 points, 0.8% to 11,327. The Nasdaq gained more than 1.5%. China's middle class is growing, so more Chinese can afford to travel overseas for vacation. But in some places, they aren't being welcomed because of their behavior. The Chinese government is giving its people some tips on how to beat a tourist. Jocelyn Ford explains.
Don't spit, don't litter, don't yell into your cell phone, and for gosh sakes, wash your hands before eating. That's the advice to Chinese tourists from the Communist Party's Spiritual Civilization Steering Committee. In other words, China's official Miss Manners. The committee says the bad behavior is hurting China's reputation as a civilized nation, so it's launched an etiquette campaign. Tourists aren't allowed to slack off at home either. Beijing is preparing to host the Olympics 2 years from now, and the city is fining people for bad manners. Zhang Hui Guang heads Beijing's Office for Ethics Development.
We will require law enforcement team to step up the frequency of fines so that fewer people will spit in the street.
China is worried about the impression it will leave on the 250,000 foreigners expected to attend the Olympics. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
Northwest Airlines has been giving advice to its employees on how to save money. Only thing is, these pamphlets were given to workers getting laid off. That didn't go over so well. Oh, I'm sure they appreciated the tips like take shorter showers and don't be shy about pulling something you like out of the trash. But the workers complained and Northwest has decided to pull its 100 ways to save money. Maybe because the list forgot to mention, try not to get laid off by your company. This is Marketplace. The title says it all, Snakes on a Plane. Today, the movie so many people have been talking about hits the theaters. Ethan Lindsay reports.
Dave Walden is the author of a book about the movie's remarkable underground buzz.
From the moment this movie was announced over a year ago, particularly from the moment that Samuel L. Jackson fought against the attempted change of the title, that's kind of where the legend really began.
Jackson reportedly demanded that New Line Cinema keep the name Snakes on a Plane. Studio execs wanted to change it to Pacific Air 121. Jackson's actions excited hundreds of fans who started blogging about it, making fake trailers, and even weighing in on editing decisions. Walden says other films can learn from how New Line reacted. He says fans can smell fake buzz immediately, and if New Line had tried to manufacture it, fans would have lost interest. In Los Angeles, I'm Ethan Lindsay for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. People are starting to pile more money on their credit cards. A Federal Reserve study says credit card debt shot up at a 5.7% annual rate in June. That's triple what economists expected. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell says the Fed is partially to blame. All those interest rate hikes have made other kinds of borrowing unappealing.
You know, people were borrowing against their home, but now home prices are down a bit, perhaps even down more than just a bit. And so instead of turning to the home equity market, people are using their credit cards more. That's one interpretation that's out there. It could also be that, you know, wages aren't going anywhere. And so it could be that people are paying for their vacations on their credit cards because, frankly, they just haven't been getting the raises that they used to, say, in the 1990s.
Now, this report also talked about all those credit card solicitations we get in the mail. Those annoying things. But I understand that the Fed argues that there's some valuable information here.
This is the number that really strikes me. 2005, 6 billion credit card solicitations. All right? 6 billion. Your mailbox. That's why it gets stuffed. And we all hate those things. We complain about it. We go, what is all this? And what the Fed researchers are saying, it's a fascinating twist. They're saying, look, there's valuable information in those credit card solicitations that you and I and the people who get them are more sophisticated or knowledgeable about their credit cards and credit card interest rates and fees and what are the terms of credit cards because of those. And therefore, we may complain about them. We may hate them. But they add to our stock of knowledge.
Well, if you do look at them, there are some little lines of copy in there about, you know, what happens if you miss a payment or other things where the credit card companies can really stick it to you. Did the study look at that kind of stuff at all?
It did. And what they came out with is that the real dividing line was whether you use a credit card a lot or not. But if you use a credit card a lot, people actually were very knowledgeable about a lot of those twists and turns. You know, I was thinking about, after I read the study, I was thinking about myself before I opted out of the whole system. But I was thinking about myself, you know, and I toss it away. And then every once in a while I go, you know, what are they offering? What are these terms? Should I change? And I actually never did. But I did look at them every once in a while.
Well, you mentioned opting out. I'll be honest, I didn't even know you could do that. You're talking about opting out of these solicitations. So
that's right.
Tell me how to do that.
Oh, you can do it. Go to the Federal Trade Commission. They have a section for you that you can opt out of this. Only 20% of people do it. I think there's not enough awareness of the opting out provision. But in a way, the market's working. People who really don't want these solicitations opt out. Maybe most of us, despite complaining about these credit cards, we actually don't mind the flow of information. It's just that we get a little more than we're willing to stomach.
Well, that's for sure. All right, Chris, thanks.
Thank you.
Chris Farrell is the Marketplace Economics Correspondent. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Sure, there's Southwest, JetBlue.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.